Okay, so I'm going to, tonight we're going to talk about comparing yourselves to others. Comparing yourselves to others is an easy thing to do, obviously. I feel like everybody in here has obviously done that. I told my dad that Sister Sherry had texted me Friday, but she texted me Thursday, but I told my dad Friday. And I was talking to him, I was like, okay, a lot of people here know more about the Bible than I do. Probably could speak way longer, because this is probably going to be like 4 minutes long. And would just do better than me. My dad was like, isn't that what you're talking about, is comparing yourselves to others? Sure. I was like, okay, you're right. Maybe I should take what I'm going to say here. So comparing yourselves to others is very unhealthy for you. When you compare yourselves to others, you will end up degrading, belittling, or tearing down yourselves or others. You will start to think they have it better than me, or they don't have the challenges I have, or on the completely other side, I have nicer things than they do, and my life is better than theirs. So I'm going to read out of Ecclesiastes 2, 8 through 11. I gathered me also silver, gold, and peculiar treasures of kings, and I got me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, all musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labors. And this was my portion of all my labors. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all the vanity and vexation of spirit, there was no profit under the sun. Even though King Solomon had everything he needed and wanted, he knew there was no profit under the sun. So there's going to be like a little demonstration. So Dad, if you could come to the piano for a second. He's going to play a little bit of something, and then James is going to come after and play the same thing.
You didn't know Dad played, did you?
He knows how to play one thing.
It's the only song I know.
To play the piano. They're both playing the same song. Imagine what he would feel like when James comes up after him. They both played to the best of their ability. They did exactly what God told them to do. But imagine how my dad would feel after James played. He would feel annoyed, envious that James sounded better than him, even though they both sounded great. But when you compare yourself to others and never stop to just one thing, my dad might become bitter, angry, or start having hatred in his heart. So I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 10:12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise.
Right.
But James is only trying to play for the Lord and never stops at just being envious or prideful. You might even start talking to people about it, spreading rumors and lies, then causing discord. You might even ruin their reputation. So I'm going to read a scripture from Proverbs 6:16 through 19. These six things that the Lord hate, these seven are the abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in the running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord in my brethren. When I start comparing myself to others, I leave feeling not great about myself. Comparing yourself to others is dangerous. You will start to lose sight of your own strengths and great qualities. Once you open the door of comparison, you'll start to even compare yourself to people that aren't saved. Envying their material things, questioning how their life looks so put together compared to yours. But what you're showing God is you think worldly people might be better off without him, or having a relationship with him might not actually matter if you can get what they have. But envying unsaved people could potentially destroy your walk with God. Okay, I'm going to tell a story. When I was probably 9 or 10, I had brown eyes. I didn't like the fact that I had brown eyes. I thought I would look so much better with blue or green eyes. I was going to try anything I could to get a different color eye color. So I looked on YouTube. Obviously, surgery was out of the question. I'm too young for that. And so I saw a video that said, if you put lemon juice in your eyes, it works. And so I was like, I'm for sure trying that. I put it in one eye. Obviously, didn't work. But in the video it said, may burn, but results are worth it. Even though I was hurting physically, comparing yourself to others will start to hurt or damage your soul and spiritual life. Okay. I'm going to read something out of Proverbs 14:30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Even though I thought I would look better with blue eyes, God blessed me with brown eyes. Some people have a hard time seeing what God had already blessed them with. Amen. God had blessed David and made him king, but David wanted one more thing. He wanted Bathsheba. Summary, something out of 2 Samuel 11. I'm going to read 27. And when the morning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house. And she became his wife and bare him a son, but the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Obviously, what David had done was took Bathsheba, had a kid with her, and then had her husband killed. Obviously, that displeased God. God didn't give David Bathsheba. He gave her husband Bathsheba, Uriah. That's how some people are today. They will compare themselves and want something so bad they will make room for it, sometimes without even realizing. You might start to mimic how people pray, or how others sing, or how others testify, maybe even try to replicate preachers. And I'm not saying that if we do those things, we're sinners, because sometimes taking bits and pieces from people might help you to start praying or to start testifying. But God's purpose for our life isn't going to be the exact same as everyone else's. Say God has called you to be a singer, but you don't think your voice is good enough as somebody else's, so instead you decide you want to preach. But being out of God's will, you will start to hinder your soul and the souls of everyone around you. I'm going to read 1 John 2:17. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. By comparing yourself to others, you might even get prideful, arrogant, conceited, boastful, or stuck up. Mark 16:15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How are we supposed to witness to souls if we're prideful, arrogant, conceited, boastful, or stuck up?
Right.
You'll end up having a hard time going to youth visitation because they're way too good to help encourage other people. You won't even consider coming to help clean the youth building because no way am I cleaning the toilets. You won't raise your hand in church because that's embarrassing, and absolutely no way you're going to shake someone's hand because they should have come to me first. Once you start comparing yourself to others, you'll end up criticizing everything about their life. You end up hating them for every goal they hit, the fact that somehow people like them more than you. You'll start to envy every blessing they get because you think you deserve it more. But God has no room for people in his kingdom like this. So I'm going to go to Galatians 5:19. And it says, now the works of the flesh are, and it names a bunch of things. And it says, of which of you tell before, as I have also told you in the past time, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And once you start to compare yourself to others, it's a hard thing to stop. It will start to consume you unless you put forth effort to stop it. So I'm going to name some of the signs that I came up with that you're comparing yourself to others. You get jealous when others do well. You're envious when they have more money than you. You hate when they get recognition they deserve. You look down on others that struggle, which is not great. You have a hard time celebrating others' accomplishments. And then you start to feel worthless when someone is better than you. Instead of thinking how someone is better or worse than you, God tells us what we should think on, which is in Philippians. And I'm not telling you guys that you can't compare yourself to anybody ever. That's not what I'm saying. Because, say, Sister Sherry knows a lot about the Bible, okay? I would love to know as much as she does. I would love to be able to talk to people like Sister Sherry can. Obviously, I can't. I'm not there yet, okay? But instead of being jealous, envious, hating her because she's better than me, it motivates me instead. And that's exactly where you have to have the right attitude about it. Your heart has to be in the right spot. Because if it's not, then you're going to have a hard time with it. So instead of focusing on others, focus on your walk with God. I'm going to read something out of Psalms. Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thy heart. And that's all I have.
Very good.